Lexington's council has given final approval to a plan to move two statues depicting two Confederate generals to the Lexington Cemetery. A busy agenda Thursday night also included a final vote to maintain the current urban services boundary. The council action means the boundary will stay as is for now, but passage of an amendment paves the way for quicker work on a comp plan study. Planning Director Jim Duncan says that work will be done by the middle of 2020.
Then the Planning Commission will take it up and probably try to get it adopted before the end of that year and have things in place to address potential growth outside the urban service area if we need to.
Council also took action on an agreement with the Lexington Cemetery that clears the way for moving the John Breckinridge and John Hunt Morgan statues to the historic graveyard. Mayor Jim Gray says that should occur within the next few months. Council also gave unanimous approval to a 10-year telecommunications franchise. It clears the way for Indiana-based Metronet to begin building a high-speed fiber optic network. It will compete directly with Spectrum, the only current cable provider in Fayette County. Finally, Council also approved a road swap agreement with the state that transfers maintenance responsibility for more than 30 lane miles in the Lexington area and could clear the way for demolition of the Jefferson Viaduct as part of major park and convention center projects. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.